This is the start of a new day on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Thursday the 23rd of January and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London together with our studio manager Stephen Bailey. Chris Fawkes will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. Then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, we'll hear how warmer waters around Scotland are affecting marine life. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, let's take a moment to look ahead to next week.
The promise of spiritual advancement.
After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
An unexpected journey into the dark side of the wellness industry.
That event was quite out of control.
Were you surprised by how sexual this camp was?
Yes.
I'm Kat McShane, and I'm investigating disturbing allegations of grooming, trafficking, and exploitation linked to a mysterious yoga leader.
This person was being more and more set up as a kind of God on Earth figure.
World of Secrets, The Bad Guru, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, starting next Tuesday night at 9.
And now here's Chris.
Thanks, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Atlantic low expected just west of Shannon, 938 by midnight tonight. Low German Bight, 997, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, backing south later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Portland and Plymouth. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Biscay. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later in northwest. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy. Northerly at first in south, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 in northwest and later elsewhere. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest, backing south for a time, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. South or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, then gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. West backing south 7 to severe gale 9, becoming cyclonic storm 10 to hurricane 12 later. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 later, occasionally violent storm 11 later in Rockall. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Bailey and later Hebrides. Rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, South East Iceland. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7 in Fair Isle, otherwise 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in South East Iceland. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And the weather reports from the coastal stations for 0400. Tauri Automatic, south by east 5, 16 miles, 994 falling. Stornoway, south-southeast 4, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 994 falling more slowly. Lerwick, south-east 2, recent rain, more than 38 miles, 998 falling. Lucas, west-northwest 1, 27 miles, 998 falling. Bridlington, west-northwest 2, 1,000 falling slowly. Sundetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest 5, 2 miles, 1,004. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,006. Jersey, west-southwest 3, slight rain, 12 miles, 1,008, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west 5, 11 miles, 1,007. Scilly Automatic, southwest by west 5, 16 miles, 1,005, falling slowly. Valentia, south-southwest 4, slight showers, 6 miles, 995, falling quickly. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, 27 miles, 998, falling. Malin Head, south by east 4, 27 miles, 994, falling quickly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation, turning increasingly unsettled over the next few days as a band of rain pushes eastwards across the United Kingdom on Thursday, introducing gales or strong winds to all areas. A deep Atlantic low then moves across northern Scotland on Friday with severe gales and storm force winds developing across the inshore waters. Cape Lanzarote ahead, including Orkney. South or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, veering southwest for a time later, increasing 7 later. Showers then, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Rattray heads Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, backing southeast 7 later. Fair then, occasional rain. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West 2 to 4, backing south or southwest 4 to 6, then south or southeast 7 later. Fair then, rain at times. Good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 5 or 6, then veering west or southwest 5 to 7, backing south later. Fair then, rain at times. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time later, backing southerly later. Fair then, rain at times. Good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 for a time later, then backing southerly later. Showers, then rain at times. Good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering west 5 or 6, backing south 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, then backing south or southwest 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, then backing south or southwest gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Ormehead, including St. George's Channel. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, then backing south or southwest gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Ormehead to the Mull of Galloway. South 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, then veering west 5 to 7, then backing south or southeast gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest, veering west 4 to 6, then backing south or southwest gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Collingford Lock. South 4 or 5, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8, then decreasing 4 to 6, backing south gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southerly 4 or 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, backing southerly gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, veering west for a time, increasing gale 8 to storm 10 later. Rain or showers, becoming mainly fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurk and Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, then east or southeast 7 to severe gale 9 later. Rain or showers, becoming fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes' time, but for now, it's back to Alan.
Thank you, Chris. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 23rd of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Ministers say they'll stop excessive legal challenges that threaten major infrastructure projects, including wind farms and nuclear plants. Another wildfire has flared up near Los Angeles. In business, the EU could consider allowing the UK to join a pan-European customs scheme. And in sport, a defeat to Paris Saint-Germain has left Manchester City in danger of being knocked out of the Champions League. Sir Keir Starmer has unveiled measures to stop campaigners using the courts to hold up major infrastructure projects in England and Wales. He says he's taking the brakes off Britain by putting an end to what he's calling the challenge culture. Ministers say unarguable cases can be brought to court too many times, causing delays and additional costs. Our political correspondent Tom Simons has been looking at the challenges.
Currently, campaigners who want to stop a big project going ahead can apply on paper for a court hearing, then go and make the same case to a judge and then appeal. Well, the first of those stages, the paper application, is going to be scrapped by the government. So campaigners would have to go in front of a judge to make their case. And if they lose, and if the case is found to be totally without merit, then there will be no possibility of an appeal. The Conservatives have welcomed the idea, but say the government needs to scrap environmental regulations too.
The teenager who murdered three girls in Southport last summer will be sentenced later. Axel Rudakabana has also admitted attempting murdering eight other children and two adults. Relatives of those he killed and injured are expected to be at Liverpool Crown Court. 1,500 American troops are being sent to the US border with Mexico as part of President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. The deployment includes 500 Marines, Army helicopter crews and intelligence analysts. A new wildfire has flared up near Los Angeles, which is itself recovering from a series of destructive wildfires earlier this month. Evacuation orders have been issued north of Santa Clarita and roads have been closed. Speaking at a news conference, the chief of the Los Angeles County Fire Department, Anthony Maroney, said the fire was difficult to contain.
The weather is what's predominantly driving this fire and its spread right now. The situation remains dynamic. And the fire remains a difficult fire to contain, although we are getting the upper hand.
Customers across the UK who